snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow and cold is on most people's minds around now since there's a possible storm coming in on what is typically the busiest travel day of the year. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and here with me is KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Cliff, what can you tell us that we need to know for all those travelers today in terms of the forecast?
Well, let's start with today. It's going to be pretty decent. Partly cloudy, no precipitation really. Temperatures getting up to around 52, 53. So a mild, really benign day. So great for travel today. That's good. Thanksgiving is going to be better than most. Temperatures will probably get up to around 50. No rain. There'll be some clouds, but nothing serious. So a really decent day, one you could travel around with ease and even take that post or pre-Thanksgiving meal walk without any worry about rain. So that's pretty good too. Then things start going down the hill a little bit on Friday and Saturday. A little more flow coming off the Pacific, a little more clouds. And it looks like there's a chance of showers, light showers on Friday and Saturday. And it looks like there'll be a chance of light showers on Friday and Saturday. But the real action starts on Sunday. We have an upper trough, a very strong one, that's coming in from the north. And this is the classic pattern to bring cold and possibly snow here into the northwest. One thing I want to say at the very beginning, there's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast.
Oh, Cliff, really?
That's right. So the lowland snow part, you know, the models are all over the place. But let me tell you what I think is going to happen and what I'm certain about and what I'm not certain about.
Okay, because this is snow affecting slippery passes, right?
I know. I mean, this is the million-dollar forecast. So the trough comes down, and with it, first there's a strong cold front that'll move in off the Pacific. Now, that's going to be on Sunday. Now, we'll probably start as rain. And then this front is going to go through. The temperatures will get much colder. So two things will happen. First, it's going to start snowing in the mountains. And I mean serious snow in the mountains. And that'll be later on Sunday. So that could definitely affect any travel across the Cascades. So if you're going to cross the Cascades, I would do it as early as I could on Sunday morning or do it on Saturday. Because late Sunday, it's going to be snowing up there quite a bit. This front will move through, and then we'll get the possibility of a Puget Sound Convergence Zone.
Let's review what that is again.
Puget Sound Convergence Zone is when the coastal winds are from the west to the northwest. The air goes around the mountains and converges over Puget Sound, giving us a band of clouds and precipitation. Well, after the front goes through, it's going to get colder. So the first chance of getting any of that white stuff down here in the lowlands will be later on Sunday in a convergence zone. But then it gets more exciting than that. As the front goes by, this upper trough will move through and colder air will start pushing into the region. And the first place it'll come in is the Fraser River Valley. And you'll get northeasterly winds coming through the Fraser River Gap. And it'll push into northern Puget Sound down towards the Olympics. And at the forward edge of that, there could be snow as that northeasterly flow, that cold air, meets warmer air coming from the southwest.
How much snow, Cliff?
Well, we're talking about potentially a few inches, but a lot of uncertainties there. The models are now indicating potentially 2 or 3 inches northern Snohomish County, then out towards the Olympic Peninsula. Funny thing is, maybe it's not so funny, those folks in Squim who are used to getting the rain shadow, they can get just the opposite. As northeasterly flow just plows into the Olympics, they are actually in a favored area to get snow in this circumstance.
Interesting.
And then, as the whole trough moves south, much colder air moves in later on Monday, Tuesday. And the snow will end at that point, and then we'll get cold. And we're talking about on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, temperatures only getting up into the 30s, with temperatures maybe dropping back into the teens in some places in western Washington. So it could get extremely cold.
Sounds like ice.
There could be ice. Now, I got to stress, this is very uncertain in terms of the lowland snow. Where it sets up, exactly how it happens, I really can't be sure, and the models are kind of all over the place. But two things I'm sure about. Snow in the mountains looks like that's going to happen, and we're talking about several feet, the serious start of the ski season.
Woohoo!
And we're talking about serious cold as this thing goes through. I'm much more confident in those issues.
All right, so we can maybe make some snowballs for snowball fighting and got to head for the mountains if we want to make a snowman.
That's right, but don't be shocked if there's no Lowland snow. I mean, it's in the cards that it could happen. That doesn't mean it will.
Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Cliff Mass is a blogger and teacher of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.